ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Hare Krishna. Before starting this Bhagavatam class, I would like to express my gratitude to be able to be with you. And I always consider coming to the Krishna Balaram temple to visit the house of my father, Srila Prabhupada, and to then, take darshan of the deities he installed. Once Prabhupada said that all the other deities which you will find spread over the world in our movements are expansions of Sri Sri Radha Syam Sundar. And this is an amazing statement if you consider that these deities were time-wise later installed than some of the other deities in other places in the world. But he saw it according to the prominence of spiritual taste, of spiritual rasa, that Krishna, Radha Syam Sundar in Vrindavan are the goal of all the devotees. So coming here is a great honor, to come in the house of the Father and to be with the Lord which he called. And yes, I request your well wishes, your good wishes, that what I have come to deliver will be pleasing to Prabhupada and Radha Syam Sundar. So I will read now in English the texts which lead up to the verse which we will look at and explain today. This will just give you a context. Shukadev Goswami continued, King Anshuman, like his grandfather, performed austerities for a very long time. Nonetheless, he could not bring the Ganges to this material world, and therefore in due course of time he died. Like Anshuman himself, his son Dilipa was unable to bring the Ganges to this material world, and he also became a victim of death in due course of time. Then Dilipa's son Bhagirath performed very severe austerities to bring the Ganges to this material world. Thereafter, Mother Ganga appeared before King Bhagirath and said, I am very much satisfied with your austerities and am now prepared to give you the benedictions as you desire. Being thus addressed by Ganga Devi, Mother Ganges, the king bowed his head before her and explained his desire. Do you know what was the desire of Maharaj Bhagirath, why he had performed these austerities to bring Mother Ganga into the world. Who remembers? No problem. Yes. Our Prabhu informs there was only one way to deliver the dead sons of Maharaj Sagara, who were the four forefathers of Bhagirath, and that was if Mother Ganga would immerse their ashes into her. So Mother Ganga is now standing before King Bhagirath and says, tell me what you want. And he said, my desire is this. Prabhupada says, the king's desire was to deliver his forefathers who had been burned to ashes because of disrespecting Kapila Muni. Mother Ganga then replied, when I fall from the sky, I'm doing this so that you wake up. No? This is Mother Ganga. Mother Ganga came to me yesterday from Rishikesh in the bottle. Hare Krishna. When I fall from the sky to the service of the planet Earth, my waters will certainly be very forceful. Who will sustain that force? If I'm not sustained, I shall pierce right through the surface of the earth and go down to Rasatala, the Patala area of the universe. And then Mother Ganga says that she doesn't wish to come actually on the planet Earth, and we will chant briefly the Sanskrit of this verse. Kim chaham na bhuvam yase nara mayam rijantyagam mrijami tatagam kvaham rajans tatra vichintyatam kincha. Also aham I na not bhuvam to the planet Earth yasye shall go naraha the people in general mayi in me in my water amrijanti cleanse agam the reactions of their sinful activity. Mrijami, I shall wash. Tat, that. Agam, accumulation of sinful reactions. Kva, unto whom? Aham. I, Rajan, O King, Tatra, on this fact, Vichintyatam, please consider carefully and decide. Yes. So, before I can start, I need one devotee who has access to the database to come to me, and I will request him to find on his mobile telephone a verse. So come to me to my left side and I'll point out the verse for you. Translation. Just remember, Mother Ganga is finally, after long, long austerities, which started with Anshuman, then Dilipa, his son, tried, and then Bhagirath, all these great souls tried, and finally she comes to this material world, and she is now saying something which I find very interesting, and you will see. Srila Prabhupada will explain about this in the purport. O King, I do not wish to go down to the planet Earth, for there the people in general will bathe in my water to cleanse themselves of the reactions of their sinful deeds. People will come and they will try to cleanse themselves of sin. When all these sinful reactions accumulate in me, how shall I become free of them? You must consider this very carefully. The Supreme Personality of Godhead says, please join me, you know the verse, Savadamang parityajya mangekang sharanam raja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayekshami masucham. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. The Supreme Personality of Godhead can accept the reactions of anyone's sinful deeds and neutralize them because he is pavitra, pure, like the sun, which is never contaminated by any worldly infection. Tejiyasam nadoshaya vane sarva bujojata. One who is very powerful is not affected by any sinful activity. But here we see that Mother Ganga fears being burdened with the sins of the people in general who would bathe in her waters. This indicates that no one but the Supreme Personality of Godhead is able to neutralize the reactions of sinful deeds, whether one's own or those of others. Only Krishna can neutralize all the sinful reactions from all people. Sometimes the spiritual master, after accepting a disciple, must take charge of that disciple's past sinful activities, and being overloaded must sometimes suffer, if not fully, then partially, for the sinful acts of the disciple. Every disciple, therefore, must be very careful not to commit sinful activities after initiation. The poor spiritual master is kind and merciful enough to accept a disciple and partially suffer for that disciple's sinful activities. But Krishna, being merciful to his servant, neutralizes the reaction of sinful deeds for the servant who engages in preaching his glories. Even Mother Ganga feared the sinful reactions of the people in general and was anxious about how she would counteract the burden of these sins. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve
Gauravani Pacharine Nirvashesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare.
My dear devotees, I have a brief request to you. Due to the ever ongoing time factor, we are a little late, and please permit me to go a little over time, up to utmost 9:15. Is that all right, Presidenti? It is all right. Good. So, what? Oh, ho. So we will be with German accuracy, but I will also go quite fast. You will have to concentrate a little bit. If you don't, I might get up and sprinkle water on you. Good. On this subject matter, Srila Prabhupada would sometimes complain to his devotees. He said that, why do you recommend unqualified disciples to me? Especially he was concerned about Brahman initiation. Because the spiritual master mercifully takes charge of the karmic reactions which are brought by the disciple. We all then come to Krishna consciousness. We are, by our karma, meant to go a certain course. That's why you have astrology, and it can pretty accurately tell you what will be going on. Now when someone sincerely surrenders and at the time of initiation, that tremendous force which is behind him, which pulls him or pushes him the material way, has to go somewhere, and it will be absorbed through ultimately by Krishna, but it will go through the one who performs the initiation. This is the idea. So he said, we must not overburden him with this. But then he also mentioned, when the spiritual master is connected with Krishna very strongly, and he said sometimes in the fire of preaching, then all these sinful reactions which come are absorbed by Krishna. It's just like when the fire is very strong, you can throw a lot of wood on the fire and it gets consumed. But a weak fire cannot consume all this wood. And then sometimes there is great problem for those who do this seva. So, but generally Krishna takes care, as Prabhupada says. But Krishna, being merciful to his servant, neutralizes the reactions of sinful deeds for the servant who engages in preaching his glories. Good. Now, Mother Ganga here is expressing her fear. I am afraid, she says, when I come to Mother Ganga, many, many, many people will come to my banks in order to take a bath where they expect to be free from sinful reactions. And I'm very, very afraid to be overburdened by this. In the Bhagavatam, there is a lot of mention of Mother Ganga's glories. There is one verse in the third canto, fifth chapter, verse 41, Maraganti yate mukha padmani das, where it says that there are in this world two very powerful purifying agents who can take care of this tremendous mountains of karma, of the conditioned souls, and therefore clear their path. One is the lotus feet of the Lord, and the second is and you can contact the lotus feet of the Lord by the Vedas, and you can also contact the lotus feet of the Lord by surrendering. I read it to you. Some of these people surrender to your lotus feet at every step by taking shelter of the best of rivers, the Ganges, which can deliver one from all sinful reactions. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains in this verse that there are two ladders which lead to Krishna. You understand the word ladder? Stepnitsa. Step by step you can climb up. Two ladders. If I want to get to the roof, I will ask the temple managers, can you give me a ladder, please? I have monkey inclinations, but I have not monkey skills. I cannot climb. I need a ladder. A ladder brings you to a higher place. In this world, my dear devotees, there are two ladders which can bring you to Krishna. One is the wings of the Vedas. And the other is the river Ganga. You take your bath in the river Ganga and you come out of the Ganga and you are changed. I remember the first time when I came to Mayapur for the sacred pilgrimage, I was just on the banks of the Ganga and I remember there was some dead donkey floating by. And, oops, I had heard of these terrible diseases which you get in India when you come from Europe. And I was not sure whether I wanted to go into that water which carried a dead, decomposing animal. Then I saw two blissful brahmacharis coming out of the water. They were dripping with water. The dead donkey had just floated by. and I said, "Are you still alive?" He said, "What's the matter with you? From where are you?" And I said, shyly, "From Germany." And they said, "Oh, you nervous Germans. Take your bath. This is Mother Ganga." And they were so blissful. They said, "She's never contaminated. Don't worry." And because they were so blissful. Later I learned it was Giriraj, Brahmachari at that time, now Swami, and Sridhar Swami. And I went, they were so blissful and they were alive. So, no. So, two ladders bring us to Krishna. The words of the Vedas, Shabda Brahman, what he has said in Bhagavad Gita, and what is said about him, Bhagavatam. and also Mother Ganga. This is the statement of this verse. But Mother Ganga, we see here, expresses some hesitation. She is not so sure. She says, I'm afraid of the sinful reactions. Now, Jiva Goswami tells us an amazing definition of sin. You will see, to a larger or smaller degree, we are most probably all still infected by sin. He says, sin means the suffering of the mind born from not having a taste for associating with the Lord. I know these are many words in one sentence of significance. Let me say again, sin is a suffering which comes because of having not a taste to be with Krishna. Not a taste for chanting. Not a taste for the holy Dham. Not a taste to talk about him. Not a taste for anything. That brings suffering. We are suffering, my dear devotees, because we don't have a taste for Krishna. What we have is yada ruchi. Yada means the material world. We have lost our taste to Krishna, who is the only person who truly belongs to us. And we have exchanged this taste for everything else except for Krishna. This is our problem. And bhajan, or chanting, or reading, means to correct this problem of a distracted taste, this problem of an abnormal taste. I can use a little bit more heavy words for you to wake up. This is a perverted taste. We are meant to run after Krishna. Yes, the word Syama, one definition, Syama means he who makes people run after him. This is what is normal for the soul, to go after Krishna, to want to somehow be in contact with Krishna. But when we suffer in our mind, when this sinful reactions come from our separated activities which are not in association with Krishna, when we develop this no taste for Krishna and this powerful taste for Maya, then our suffering is really born. The moment you find your taste back, or even the beginning of a little taste, suffering stops in the mind. Have you noted, the moment you can say, oh, Krishna, please, I'm so fallen, I have no taste even in your holy name. Even the moment you lament that you have no taste, the moment you somehow address and confront this problem of having a perverted taste. Perverted is, let us use another word, because the word is used in modern language for things which and distracted taste, or a disturbed taste. The moment you address this problem and you face it and you are sorry for it, you even lament that you are so wretched, then something comes back into the heart and the suffering becomes smaller. And then when you actually say, I like this text, Like one devotee said to me, Maharaj, do you know what? I said, no, not at this moment. Tell me what you... I can read. I said, well, every educated person can read. No, Maharaj! I can read Prabhupada's books. I found that out in the month of Kartik. I needed 20 years to find this out. I have now some taste. I said, congratulations. Now you can stop the suffering of your mind. The beginning of taste, even for chanting the holy name, even for spending extra hours in the temple, cleaning the temple, doing service, the beginning of taste is the end of suffering. This taste, very, very, very important. And the whole process of sadhana bhakti, that means bhakti in practice, Krishna conscious practice, what we do practically, is meant to purify the mind, to transform this broken faith, this broken taste, this disturbed, distracted, unnormal problem of taste. Now you might ask, Maharaj, your lecture is so frustrating. Yes, you tell us we should get taste, but yes, this is a circular argument. I don't have taste, so you say have taste. But what is this? Are you having a brain in between your ears, or what are you thinking? Someone who has no taste, you can't order him, have taste. Someone who has no love, you can say, you can't order him, love this now. It doesn't work like this. Tell me, just one convincing argument, how I can get my taste for Krishna back. I want it, I'm trying, but I am not successful, I'm failing. Tell me. So my dear devotees, listen now. Krishna knows this, that on his own or on her own, a conditioned soul has indeed no power to repair this broken taste. It is not within the power of any one of us to repair this problem. How now, seeing that there is no other personality, not even Mother Ganga apparently, who can take care of the suffering of the wrong taste, the suffering which is born from not having a taste to associate with the Lord. No? Krishna sees this and he therefore comes in his most merciful form of the Naam Prabhu. This name has what is called a certain shakti. In Sanskrit you say vastu shakti. Vastu shakti, the definition is the power of a substance that does not depend on one's intelligence to understand. I would like to give you a simple example of vastu shakti. Fire. You do not need to understand the laws of combustion or how fire is so hot. No need. Without your body, your intelligent understanding it, if you come in contact with this vastu, this substance called fire, you feel the shakti, you feel the heat immediately. So vastu shakti is a power which is with all items. For instance, this water has the vastu shakti to extinguish fire and to quench thirst, so on. It's inborn, it's inherent. So the holy name, my dear devotees, is the ultimate transformative agent, because Krishna has invested within this holy name a lot of shakti, so that there is a vastu shakti. And there's a beautiful shloka on this. Dana vrata tapastirta yatradinam cha yastita shaktayo deva mahatam sarva papa harashaba rajasu yasvamedanam jnanasyat yatma vastuna vastu akrishya harina sarva stapita sveshana masu. It's from the Skanda Purana and it's quoted in the 11th Vilas of the Hari Bhakti Vilas. It says, there are things which have a certain shakti. For instance, auspicious activities like giving charity. I saw this morning, two Indians were going by a poor beggar and the other said, and then the person gave some rupee. It was a ridiculous small amount, but it was some charity. And I stayed behind them, and they immediately felt good. They had contacted the vastu shakti of charity. Have you ever done this, given charity, and felt, ooh, I'm feeling very good. Maybe I'm not so bad. There is a certain vastu shakti in fasting. Have some of you fasted in your life? Yes, when I was sick, Maharaj, I didn't eat pizza. When you fast, your mind becomes very clear. No, clear. Or if you are more physical, you become skinny. Vastu shakti of fasting. Austerities. Those who perform austerities, there is a certain shakti which comes to them. No? Pilgrimage and so on. All of them are filled with potency invested in them by the devatas and the saints. And they are thus capable of destroying all previous sin. You know, when you have bad karma, and you do these things, going to holy places, giving charity, doing certain mantras, etc. Yes, something will work. Now, listen to this and become happy today. The Supreme Lord has gathered up all these potencies, as well as those found in sacrificial performances, like the Ashwamedha and Rajasuya, and the spiritual element found in the culture of knowledge. So Krishna went to all these things where there is shakti, charity, fasting, austerities, going on pilgrimage, wearing your ruby for bad astrology, you know, the shakti in knowledge, getting knowledge and a good education, doing yoga postures, getting a body very strong and a mind very strong. He has gathered all these shaktis which are found in these auspicious activities.
And he placed them all in his own holy names. Bhaktivinoda Thakur comments on this. Krishna himself placed all the powers found in religious duties, sacrifices, yoga, and theological study in his holy name. It's all in there, my dear devotees. The potencies to destroy sin and to give you auspiciousness is only secondary. The main Shakti, which is there when you chant the holy name, is that you are purified in your heart and you develop love for Krishna. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is so happy about this, that the holy name has been invested with this Vastu Shakti to destroy the sin, to destroy the suffering of the mind, to destroy the illusion which comes from being separate from Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is so happy about it that he wrote a song in the Gitavali about this. Can I sing this song to you? What happened to me? Oh, sorry, that's English. I'm on the wrong track here. What happened as I repeatedly chanted? This is what happened. I came to understand that I am Krishna's eternal servant. Problem solved. And I also understood, just by chanting, by this, we could say by this Vastu Shakti, huh? That I am trapped, I'm bound by Maya, and I suffer only due to my separation from Govinda. I understood this. It's just like when you come close to a fire, whoop, you feel warm. Then you chant. You have the Vastu Shakti of the holy name. Seeing the world, now I see the world as completely empty. I asked only one question. I need a new mobile telephone. Oh, sorry. No. You're not listening. If you would have listened, you would have laughed. But you don't listen. You are a sleepy Hare Krishna crowd. So wake up. Seeing the world is completely empty, I asked only one question. What should I do now? Oh, merciful residents of Braja, show me the beloved Lord of Radha. So I wanted to explain, I see I'm getting maybe too philosophical, I will now go a little bit. My dear devotees, this no taste in Krishna and this, let us say, wrong taste for Maya can be cured by Krishna's holy name, who has invested power, Vastu Shakti, into his holy name. Now, you may say, I have tried. It doesn't work for me, Maharaj. I have enough of these fired-up classes. They are impractical. Yesterday, also after the kirtan, one devotee came to me. He said, Maharaj, is the holy name really Krishna? I said, not for you. What do you mean? He was an angry devotee. He was an old devotee. He was tired. He was doubtful. I said, not for you. You only have a semblance
It's called the Akshara, Namakshara, the letters of the holy name. Do you think God is so cheap that you just write a K and an R and an S and an N, put the dots, ping, 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 three dots, and an A, and that is God? Do you think it's so simple? Have you any education in spiritual knowledge? You are fooling yourself if you think it's that simple. The letters of the holy name are letters. They are not Krishna. Krishna is only present when there is bhakti. He comes only when there is devotion. Bhaktyamang abhijanati javanyaschasmitatvata. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said there is a huge difference between a capsule of a medicine. You have this vegan capsule. You put some good medicine inside. It looks transparent. In India, they are mostly non-vegetarian capsules. You have to be careful. There can be empty capsules. Only when the medicine is inside is the capsule active. If it is not, it is passive. It does not work. Krishna himself is only there for you in the holy name when you chant in the right way. Your chanting, says Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, cannot be lip deep. It must be heart deep. And here he was not talking about sentimentalism. He was talking about bhakti or devotion, which is a quality of the purified heart that wants Krishna. This is very, very important. Once Prabhupada was asked, Prabhupada, how do we chant? And he said, listen to yourself chant sincerely. Chant sincerely. And then listen to that. Chanting sincerely. Since once Prabhupada was asked, Prabhupada, how long does it take to become Krishna conscious? He was asked this question in Hamburg. It's the town of my birth, so I remember this question. I forget many things, but Hamburg sticks to me. So, how long does it take to become Krishna conscious? Prabhupada said, it could happen in 1 second, and it may not happen after millions of years. It all depends on your sincerity. A person who sincerely comes to Krishna, praying, Krishna, I forgot you for so many long years in this material world. But today, while chanting, I'm turning to you as your sincere and serious servant. No? please accept me. Such a person. This is sincerity, my dear devotees. This is when you connect with what is inside of you. All of you are sincere. You say, no, not after this lecture. I see who I am. No, you don't see who you are. A person who takes up the process of Krishna consciousness, if he is not a thief who comes to steal rupees during the lectures from the devotees who are for a moment not so attentive to their pockets, a person who comes to Krishna consciousness must have this sincerity where he feels, I need to turn to you, Krishna. I need to sincerely serve you. Then he is immediately accepted. He is accepted. He is on a way. But our problem is that we are drifting away from this chance. When you are in Vrindavan, you meet Brijbasis. They are very special people. But because they think we are so special, they are sometimes not attentive to Krishna. They engage in all kinds of things. They do all kinds of things which are unexpected for a Brijbasi. They are diverted with their mind. Because they are proud, they are not in the humble position. Therefore, they cannot be real Brijbasis, although they have the best birth. It's the same with devotees. We have all the opportunities. We have a very, very powerful spiritual master who has interceded into our life. We have the holy name. We have a Krishna Balaram temple, which is just so wonderful. No, we have all the things. But we are drifting sometimes to the surface and we come in contact with all kinds of surface things. And as a result, we are cruelly washed away from all of our opportunities. Cruelly washed. We came so close to the door, and now we are washed away by a surface understanding of what this movement is, washed away by a surface understanding, finding faults with devotees, only being there on Facebook, on internet, and never chanting, never reading, never absorbing ourselves in service. Krishna wanted to teach these lessons to the topmost Brijbasis, the gopis. When they thought we are the most fortunate, he left them. And later they sang a song, the Gopi Gita. You might know the song where Prasitam. I have forgotten just now the Sanskrit. But you are punishing your proud servants. With your smile, you're punishing. Krishna may be there when you chant, but he smiles. Oh. Nishta means nothing. You're not chanting. Oh no, I have bad things on Facebook, oh no, I misunderstood, oh no. Oh yes, Krishna, he likes me, she likes me, I have likes, Krishna. surface, on the surface. Oh, I have dislikes. Oh, I have likes. Oh, I have money. Oh, I have no money. Oh, I have shoes. Oh, a monkey stole my shoe. Back and forth, up and down. When you chant, get out of your mind, lose your mind when you chant, and just get into your heart, the seat of devotional feelings. And chant, understanding that you cannot chant on your own. Chant in a desperate way, chant in a pleading way, looking for the mercy. Understanding, I'm a lamentable soul, this is my problem. No taste in chanting, no taste in Krishna. Oh Krishna, please help me to control my restless mind. Oh please bring me to the chanting. And miraculously, it switches. And then the Vastu Shakti, which you may be looking for, that Shakti of Krishna, which is so strong that it can destroy all your suffering, all your accumulated sinful reaction, it becomes activated. And you think, what is me? I'm a very extraordinary day for me today. I will end with a story. I like stories, and I think we all like stories. This is about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He once, when he was going from Navadvip to Puri, he was passing by a lake where there was a dobi. Who knows what is a dobi? Washerman, yes. The dobi was using his stick and bang, 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 dobying away. He was beating all his life. What had he to look for? His life expectation was dobying, beating the dirty cloth of other people. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed him, and he saw him, and he said, "Chant Hari Bol." So the dobi looked at the shadow next to him, and he could see by the shadow, oops, it was a sannyasi. Most probably he comes to ask for a donation. So he ignored him. He was just beating stronger. Mahaprabhu again pleaded, "I request you only to chant Hari Bol." He said, I have no time. I have to wash my clothes. Oh, said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I can do this for you. You can chant. No. What do you want? Do you want money? I have no money. No, I only want that you chant Hari Bol. So the washerman started. And because of Mahaprabhu's presence and Mahaprabhu's enigmatic Shakti, he chanted and he got the name. Hare Krishna, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. He danced the whole evening until his wife came to get him, and he didn't return. I don't know if he didn't return, but the whole village thought, this man is transformed. He is a happy man. The Vastu Shakti of the holy name has this power. Even in the absence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you just have to become sincere. And Prabhupada's formula, I find, is so workable. If you forget everything from the lecture, which you will do as soon as you are 30 centimeters out of the temple. I know you. I'm one of you. Remember only this one point. The holy name has Shakti. I am powerless. I have no Shakti. But the Shakti can only come to me if I listen to myself chant sincerely. And sincerity is really that point, that turning point, where when you chant, you turn sincerely to Krishna, saying, I forgot you. I'm a great, great, great nobody. I forgot you. Please, today I'm trying to turn to you. Please accept me. We have come exactly to our time mark. I will not be able to take any questions. It was an honor to address you on this verse, which is about taking away sin. Sin was defined by Jiva Goswami as the suffering of the mind, which comes when you cannot find taste in Krishna. Remember your point. Make a reform in your life, a holy name reform, and see miracles unfolding in your life. I wish you all the best. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.